Hello, my name is Emily Sorrentino, and today I will be interviewing a friend of mine about life on a college campus as a type 1 diabetic. With class registration for the coming semester approaching at the College of New Jersey, there has been discussion in the on-campus diabetic community about the needs of diabetic students in terms of class schedules. I have with me Dana Madden. Thank you for helping me out.
Hello, you're welcome.
Okay, so I just want to start about by asking you, could you tell me a little bit about growing up with type 1 diabetes? When were you diagnosed? That kind of
thing. Sure. So I was diagnosed right before my 10th birthday. And although it really came as a surprise for me, my parents weren't shocked because my dad is also type 1 diabetic. So luckily I grew up seeing him testing his blood sugar, taking insulin injections regularly. So when I had to start doing so, it was a bit easier for me to make that transition than it is for the average child.
Okay, so what was life like in high school dealing with type 1 diabetes?
In high school, I started to be a lot more independent in terms of my own medication and management. I would give myself my own injections and count carbs for the meals I was going to be eating. I did go to the nurse's office during the school day just to take my medication and have someone be there with me, but for the most part, I was the one in charge of management.
Okay. So then transitioning into college, what were your fears, if you had any, coming into college about lifestyle changes that you were possibly going to face?
I definitely had fears, and to deal with that, a couple months before college even started, I switched from taking insulin injections 4 to 5 times a day, and instead I chose to use an insulin pump, which delivers the same medication I had been previously taking. But instead of doing individual injections, it's something I wear throughout the day, and I can control how much insulin it gives me. So it definitely gives me a lot more flexibility with the crazy college schedule I have. Even just going on tours, I could tell that college students eat whenever they want. They don't have traditional meals. You know, you do your best to eat healthy, but there's only so many options on a campus. So I could tell that I wanted some more flexibility, and to prepare for that, I switched to a pump.
Okay. So what do you think along those lines has been the greatest challenge for you in terms of keeping your blood pressure regulated? Like you said, meals are not always structured and you have a lot, you don't have that many choices. So what do you think would be your greatest challenge?
I think every semester I have a challenge when I'm coming back to campus, just figuring out how to make healthy meals out of my meal plan, and how to best use the resources on campus, how to avoid milkshakes at night, and how to eat healthy breakfast to start off my day.
Of course. Very important. So, you know, in terms of resources, like you said, I understand that TCNJ has a chapter of the College Diabetes Network. So, I don't know if you're involved in that, but do you think you can briefly explain what their goal is or what they do?
Yeah, absolutely. I am a semi-involved general member. I try to make the meetings when I can. But basically, the mission of the network is to be connected with universities all across the country and to give diabetic students a place to talk, to find support, and to also raise awareness on their own campuses. Coming up in November, we're going to have College Diabetes Week, where we do some information sessions, give out some free stuff to students, and to just raise money for our core charity, which is the Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund.
That's great. And so getting into sort of the you know, discussion point here, can you explain the initiative to get priority registration for diabetics on campus? I understand that that's something that has been talked about recently.
Definitely. So we've been finding out that most other universities offer medical priority registration, and here it's very difficult to get priority registration. It's reserved for our athletes, and then it goes based on credits. So we think it would be, you know, fair and justified for type 1 diabetics to have this priority registration because it is so hard to craft your day around eating. I have some really long classes right now in my major, and when I have, you know, 8 hours of class with only a 30-minute break, that makes it really difficult for me to plan my day. So if I were able to move them around, make sure there were no conflicts with my meal time, or make sure I had time to exercise between my courses, it would really be a big help.
That, I definitely agree with that. So what, in your opinion, would be the perfect schedule you could create?
For me, I really appreciate having classes once between breakfast and lunch, maybe something else between lunch and dinner. And if I have to have a night class, I really struggle with our 5:30s, which are pretty common at the College of New Jersey, because it means you have to have dinner at about 4:45, you know, to get to class on time. And then when class is over, you're hungry again. Having four meals a day is not ideal for anyone, but it's definitely extra hard for me. So I would outlaw 5:30s from my own schedule and, you know, try and keep most daytimes open for classes.
Right. And I don't know if you've had any experiences with this, but how do you feel professors are in terms of dealing with your blood sugar in the middle of class? Or
in my experience, they've been really understanding. I had a special meeting with one of my professors who is strictly against cell phones. She will drop your grade instantly if you're heard beeping or texting, anything like that. So in order to avoid that, I let her know at the beginning of the semester that I do wear an insulin pump, and sometimes when I have to control that or test my blood sugar, it is going to beep. It might sound like a cell phone, might look like a cell phone, but it is not. And she was very understanding. She said, of course, you know, health comes first, and mm-hmm. I should do whatever I need to during her class.
That's very good. Just one last question. Mm-hmm. Are you in any specific stage or step of working with the college on priority registration?
I'm really not sure. Our biggest focus has been the College Diabetes Week that's coming up, but hopefully after that passes, coming next semester, we can focus more on advocacy and reaching out to our administration.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you very much, Dana. I appreciate your time and your perspective. Best of luck in all of your endeavors.
Thank you. Bye.